Very good. We are back in session. Could you read item 896, please?
Mm-hmm. Appeal of the Hayhurst Neighborhood Association against the hearing officer's decision to approve the application of Vic Remmers, Everett Custom Homes, with conditions for an 11-lot subdivision at 5920 Southwest 48th Avenue, LU16-159330, LDSEN.
Colleagues, this is a hearing that's been continued from June 22nd. The record is closed. And just to be clear, I have been made clear by legal counsel that if we choose to do other than deliberate amongst ourselves, or if we bring staff back up for further discussions, that could trigger reopening the record. So I just want you to be aware of that fact. Council is here today to deliberate and to adopt a tentative decision. For the record, I was not here for the prior hearing. However, I've reviewed the entire record, and I will be participating in today's hearing.
Do we need to do ex parte comments again or not?
I don't believe we – well, why don't I ask just to be on the –
Yes.
Yes,
so,
okay.
And Mr. Mayor, I'd also ask because you were not at the
– Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Thank you. Because I was not at the prior hearing, I also want to – take the opportunity to declare that I have no conflicts of interest in this matter. I do want to ask if any members of the council have any ex parte contacts to declare information gathered outside of this hearing to disclose, including any contact that might have occurred since the last hearing. Does anybody have any ex parte contacts?
I just want to declare, as I stated previously, I have met with members of the Hayhurst Neighborhood Association. Our Hayhurst neighborhood, I should say, about this development prior to the appeal being filed by the neighborhood. Subsequently, Matt Grum and my staff has met and spoken with neighbors, as well as the attorney, Mike Robinson, for the developer. And I have been briefed on those conversations. And in addition, I did see a KATU story on the news on July 12th about this proposal as it affects safe routes to schools.
Does anyone present in the council chamber wish to ask commissioners?
I need to put something in the record as well. Thank you. I need to say that Claire Adamsick on my staff has talked with neighbors and has briefed me on those conversations.
Does anybody in the council chamber wish to ask Commissioner Saltzman about any ex parte contacts or information he has disclosed? Come on up. State your name for the record, please.
For the record, I'm Peggy Hennessy here on behalf of the Hayhurst Association, Neighborhood Association.
Go ahead and grab a seat.
Yeah.
Would like to ask what the applicant's attorney's comments to your staff were.
I'd have to ask my staff that.
Okay. You said your staff had briefed you on what he had said to them, and we were just curious what
that
was.
Yeah, so I think generally it was all in the context of trying to find some sort of a compromise here. I was interested, I think as I stated at the last hearing, about the notion of a cul-de-sac. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure the applicant's attorney probably provided some feedback on that idea. And then also the agreed-upon condition of approval that both sides have agreed to that I want to offer as an amendment today.
Thank you.
Probably about those deals.
Thank you.
Very good. Would anybody who is in the chamber today like to ask Commissioner Fritz about her contacts or information that she has disclosed? I do not see anyone. Have any members of the council made any visits to the site involved in this matter? Since the hearing on June 22nd, the record was held open. I would like to note that the entire record is here and has been placed physically before us. So at this point, colleagues, we are ready to deliberate. We can tentatively deny the appeal and uphold the decision of the hearings officer and returned with revised findings. We can tentatively deny the appeal and uphold the decision of the hearings officer with additional conditional approval. We could return with revised findings, or we could tentatively grant the appeal, overturn the decisions of the hearing officer, and returned with revised findings.
So, Mayor, as I indicated a minute ago, I do have an amendment I would like to offer to
Please.
The decision. And this was agreed upon by both the applicant and the appellant. And it reads as follows. The applicant and the Hayhurst Neighborhood Association shall agree upon a plan for barricading the extension of Southwest Pendleton Street, and such agreement shall not be unreasonably withheld so that the extension may be used only by pedestrians, bicyclists, and emergency vehicles, and such plan shall be approved by the Portland Bureau of Transportation prior to the approval of final plans for the subdivision's construction and any ground-disturbing activities except for site testing. So I would offer that as a condition to the approval.
So that has been offered up. Is there a second to the amendment? For purposes of discussion, I'll offer a second.
So, yeah, I believe this is an effort that will protect what I do think is a safe route to school along Southwest 48th, I believe the street is. And also prevent traffic infiltration from Southwest Cameron through to Southwest through Southwest Pendleton to Southwest 45th or other points. I think it does provide for pedestrian bicycle access and emergency vehicle access, and I think we have done this type of situation elsewhere in our city.
Commissioner, could you explain how it could provide access for emergency vehicle and not regular vehicle traffic? I mean, how would that be controlled?
Well, I believe that the Portland Fire and Rescue does have situations where they have access to roads that are otherwise locked by gates. Mm-hmm. And so I would imagine this would be either gates or bollards or something to that effect that could be removed in an emergency situation.
Okay.
How does that jive with our policy of having connected streets?
Well, I guess it doesn't. I mean, it does. It jives with it in respect, in as much as it does provide pedestrian and bicycle access, but it doesn't jive with respect to vehicular connectivity of streets.
But we have a transportation planning rule that allows a variation from the street connection standards when the topography prevents such connections, but the topography doesn't prevent such connections here.
Yeah. Well, we have a rule, but I guess I also believe we should be mindful of the individual circumstances of each case that comes before us, and then how those rules apply is up to us to make a decision on. And I guess my coming down on it is this type of a compromise reached by both sides has merit and will, I think, protect the safe routes to school and also allow the development to achieve its objectives as well.
So I'm really concerned about the precedent being set here. I mean, we've had lots of discussion about these Southeast 148th subdivision where we're requiring a connection against the wishes of the Argay Terrace Neighborhood Association. I see this is, you know, the recommendations from your staff in transportation is to have the connected street.
Right.
Perhaps, Mayor, we should test the amendment.
Well, I was going to ask Commissioner Saltzman if he wanted to revise that or if we should just call the question.
Well, I don't have I'm taking the language that was presented to us by both sides, so I don't necessarily have an alternative version in mind. So we could call the question if you want.
Since the amendment is new, though, so don't we have to take public testimony on that?
I believe it opens the record back up.
Yeah.
Isn't it a condition?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's being offered as a condition. If you would like to take public testimony, you would need to reopen the record. This meeting has not been noticed as...
No, my question is, do we have to take...
No.
Okay. It's a condition.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry.
Call the question. Please call the roll.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
No.
Fritz?
No.
Fish?
No.
Wheeler?
No. The amendment is not adopted. So I will entertain at this time, colleagues, if people have a preference, any of the three options, I'll accept a motion.
Well, as with the previous hearing we just had, that if an application meets the approval criteria, or if it can be conditioned to meet the approval criteria, we are required to approve it. And so I move to deny the appeal and uphold the hearings officer's decision.
Second.
So we have a motion from Commissioner Fritz to deny the appeal. Commissioner Fish seconds that. Any further discussion? Call the roll.
Saltzman?
Well, I will oppose this motion. I do believe I've been convinced by the hearing and also the record that there are legitimate concerns about people's getting to and from Hayhurst School, legitimate concerns about traffic infiltration into the neighborhood, and so I vote to uphold the appeal. I'm voting.
So you're voting no?
No. I'm voting no.
No,
yeah,
on
okay.
Denying
voting
the
no.
appeal.
I'm voting no. Okay, I was just that confused.
To be clear, we are vote. The motion is to deny the appeal.
Okay, I'm voting no. And
Commissioner Saltzman is voting no.
Udaly?
Well, I sympathize with the neighborhood. I feel like our rules and codes are very clear and that the developer is in compliance with them. And our bureaus have also... seemingly supported that, so I.
Fritz.
Yeah, the rules don't say is it the best that can be done. I mean, certainly if I was starting over on this, and possibly even if the applicant was starting over on this, it would be different compared with after having the neighborhood input. But the rules don't say is it the best that can possibly be done. It says what the standards are, and it's important for people to be able to rely on those standards.
Excuse me, please, no interruptions of deliberations.
The rules are such that reasonable people can and do disagree, and that's what's the essence of a land use decision, is that that's why we have public hearings, that's why we have approval bodies, to make a choice. I will have to say that the piece of this application that really disturbs me is the unprotected seeps and springs, which I think will be a problem for the house that's very closest to them and may indeed be a problem for the watershed. I had thought in the subdivision process that I was involved in on the Planning Commission that we had fixed that problem, and apparently we have not. So I hope that in a future Bureau of Planning and Sustainability code effort will get changed. I would say to neighbours, when I was a land use chair of a neighbourhood association, when I didn't get what I wanted, at the very least, I tried to fix the code so that things didn't happen again that way. And that's what we have to do. If the outcome is not what you want, then the rules perhaps haven't been set up the way you want them. And please continue to participate in the planning processes. Aye.
Fish.
I thought in this case the appellant and the Neighborhood Association did an excellent job putting forth its case and well represented and made a good record. I'm persuaded, though, that based on the code and the record before us, that the proper outcome here is an aye vote. So I vote aye.
Wheeler?
So I am in a like mind to Commissioner Fritz in terms of the rules being explicitly clear so that we are agnostic in terms of the players that are involved. I appreciate what Commissioner Saltzman is raising as an issue, and I think it is a legitimate safety issue, and I know that PBOT and the applicant are prepared to install mitigation strategies, including speed bumps and the like, if necessary. And that's something obviously we want to continue to work with the neighborhood on. I vote aye. The appeal is denied 4-1.
And just to be clear, that was a tentative decision.
Tentative vote. Thank you. And
yes,
the final decision will be on. We'll go to the calendar. Carla, sorry.
How long do you need to come back?
So that applicant will need to prepare revised findings and then prepare them for staff in our office to review.
Are we on the clock on this?
No.
No, we have time.
We have a very busy August, so we push this out sometime in September?
Okay, so early September. Is there a...
No.
It should be a 5-minute item.
Okay. Let's say 11 a.m. on the 6th, Wednesday the 6th. That's the first week in September.
Which, for those of you who may be coming, probably means closer to 12, but it's scheduled for 11.
Okay. September 6th at 11 a.m., time certain.
September 6th, 11 a.m., time certain, Portland City Hall Chamber will be the final vote on that. We are therefore adjourned until tomorrow, Thursday, August 10th at 2 p.m. Thank you.
Yes, right now they are. So.